Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Just want to say, you know, I finally got Simply Safe. And you were like, well, you need to put the camera up because I was going to return the indoor camera and just have the outside camera for my door. And you were like, no, you definitely need that. And now there's a story saying the dudes that were, well, yes. I mean, this wasn't Simply Safe, but still.
Here's the deal. When I saw that story this morning, I literally was thinking of you and I was like, dude, you talked her into keeping the camera.
I haven't done anything with it yet. Thank God.
But if any of us have any cameras, and I have a lot.
You have a ton.
Are you saying, like, it's an ex-ADT employee who admitted he's been hacking and then has viewed women and men doing things?
Mm-hmm.
If you, like, I don't want to get in trouble, but if you think Nest, there's not some loose cannon at Nest or Ring or Blink. Like, I'm trying to think of Arlo. I want to offend every single camera manufacturer. But, like, it's happening.
They all can. It's
of course
possible.
They can.
Yeah.
Somebody can. So, like, I would say, nah, it's such a weird thing. Just don't have relations anywhere near. Like, if the mood strikes you in your living room and you've got a camera in your living room, you got to move.
So I was thinking of where to set my camera up if I do keep it. And I was thinking probably the living room or maybe the hallway. Or my kitchen is right when I walk in. I could face it towards my front door, maybe. I don't know. But then you want to be able to see if someone is in your house, which would be like the living room.
The living room is where. So the reason I wanted you to keep the camera, and this story kind of changes that. But like, I think I said this, like, my alarm goes off all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because we put it on away instead of stay, and somebody walks in front of the motion detector, and then all hell breaks loose.
Right.
If you have a camera, then your security company can look at the camera and go, yep, there's a dude in there taking the TV off the wall. And then the cops will actually get called. Because when my security company calls the police right now, they don't even come.
Yeah, right.
Because there's so many false alarms for. So the camera, there's an actual break-in, will get the police to respond.
Right.
The downside is some creep is watching you. And like, it's. Like, this is bad. 9,600 times over a 4-year period, he was spying on people.
That's just one guy.
That we know of.
Yeah.
With one company. I don't know how else to say it, but like, IT guys?
Yeah.
Let's.
Nerdy.
Pervy.
Yeah, pervy.
I'm not saying they all are, because you can stop writing your angry letter, but like, that's. It's who does.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm weird and pervy, and like, I could. This is not good.
He's going to
federal prison.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yikes.
But it doesn't matter. Like, when I think about that being Amber, that's because then you know he could sell the footage. Like, there is stuff on sites that you can tell, or at least they're trying to make it look like they were unaware they were being filmed. Because those dudes in the Airbnbs, that's been happening forever.
Yep.
Do you do a sweep? You stayed in Airbnbs, right?
Yeah.
Do you do a sweep when you get in?
No.
Because people, you got to look. I can show you. Like, there's like clock radios that are cameras.
How do you sweep?
Clean. Well, you just got to, you definitely walk around and look for anything plugged in.
Do you know the mirror trick? How to tell if it's a two-way or a one-way
I
mirror?
Do not.
No.
Yeah, you bet
it. What is it? Is it something with a coin or something?
It's the corner of the mirror, and it's kind of beveled. It's hard to explain, but women were learning this. Every time they go to a motel or a hotel, if you buy a new house, you go into the bathrooms, you got to check to see if it's a one-way or two-way. Yeah.
For real?
There's something where, like, if you touch it and there's distance, that's a two-way.
Okay.
Or if you touch it and your finger touches reflection.
That's what it is.
I might be getting them mixed up. I don't remember which one means two-way.
You're right, the finger.
But, yeah.
Yep.
Just remove the mirrors.
Right.
If you're unsure.
Take them off the wall.
But I'm going to tell you this. Like, there's a guy who worked here who was into this stuff. Like, the thing you plug your iPhone in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like a camera in that. It's white. You can still plug a USB cord into it. And if, like, you walk into a room and there's a thing plugged into the outlet, you don't think anything of it. But that's a camera.
What do you mean? The thing you plug into
the little
iPhone.
Brick.
The white brick that you plug
that goes into.
No.
There is a camera in, they make one of those with a camera in it. Smoke detectors.
Yeah.
They make smoke detector. It's a camera that looks exactly like a smoke detector.
You know, it's
wicked.
Because there's a thing in my house, and I've never talked about this, but like the alarm guy put it in, and it's like next to my carbon monoxide detector and a smoke detector, and it's a third thing. And I don't know what it is, but it's got a green light on it all the time. I'm like, is he watching me? He could be. I do not know what it is. So I went up and unplugged it and my alarm went off. And so I have no idea.
Between the detector and the smoke detector.
I don't know what it is. But at this point, I'm freaking myself out. It's in a spot where it's in the hallway by my kids' rooms. So there's nothing weird happens right there. Uh-huh. But you could hear the whole house from that vantage point. You could hear every conversation in my living room, my kitchen, everything.
Whoa.
And it's like, I feel like everybody's going to go sweep their house now.
I would.
Because even the power adapters, like a regular black power adapter that you plug whatever in, they make cameras in those.
Yeah.
So when you go, and the clock radio I've seen is unbelievable. It's a clock radio. You can set the alarm. So if you on your bed at an Airbnb, that might not be, just when you get there, just unplug the clock radio. Because somebody could be, and when it's on the bed, they're going to see everything you do.
Oh,
right.
Just never stay at an Airbnb.
Or just, unplug
never
everything.
Leave. Airbnb.
Bring your own radio. Turn it to 105.9.
Yes.
Be safe.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.